What's up, y'all? It's Kesh, Michael. Let's talk about it, the Ground Bacon Experience. We back with Manny again today. I think this is like our third or fourth time recording with you, bro.
Facts, man. It's always fire, too.
Facts. What you been up to, bro?
Oh, man, y'all know. I've been out here on the 40-day fast, and that thing's been wild. What am I on? This day 38. I'm pretty much done. And I done lost 44 pounds in it, so it's wild, yeah. But besides that, I've been shoveling a lot of snow. I feel like everybody around the world getting snow. I got friends in Germany, you in Texas with snow. I have friends in Washington State with snow. We got snow in New York. I'm not sure what's happening with that, but we're gonna see. We're gonna see.
For sure.
About you, that was Michael.
How's my day going and stuff? How's my day going? My day is Gucci, man. My day is good. I've been on Discord a lot. It's so dope,
That's your thing, yeah.
It became my thing. Well, I can't even say it's my thing yet. I've only been like really, really on it like the past couple of days. But it's so dope, like different points of views. I miss one group where there's like, they are so, what I say, fundamental in their beliefs. Like, they believe in some of them, at least it's like sides now. Some of them believe in like polygamy and some weird stuff. I don't know if you ever heard of the term Aryan, like a Christian Aryan. I've never heard about it until like recently. They believe
that sounds familiar.
Wacky stuff, bro. Flat Earth. You can hit your wife, a bunch of stuff, bro. Like, I was arguing with them last night for a minute because it was on some wackiness, but, you know, for the most part, that was about it.
Nah, but meaning. Well, me, I mean, good. I'm just hyped to get into the conversation, bro.
Oh, let's get it.
Great thing that you brought up that snow, bro. Mm-hmm. Yo, that snow, I feel like I needed that snow. Like, God told me something crazy today, bro. Yo, God spoke to me today through birds.
Come on. That's her. Oh, man. All
right, so boom. I was praying or whatever, right? And then I went outside, bro. Like, I've been playing in the crib. Like, we had no school this week. I've been in the crib for 3 days straight, just chilling, working, exercising, da da da. I'm like, yo, bro, it's snowing in Texas, bro. Like, go outside. Like, feel me? This is not nothing regular. Like, go outside. So I went outside. I'm just walking around. I'm chilling. Like, I'm kicking the snow. I feel like a kid again. Feel me? Like, I'm enjoying myself.
That's
nice. I wrote it down because, like, I didn't want to forget it. So if y'all see me, like, look down just because I got it in my notes. So I'm walking. I'm standing up. And, bro, two birds fly past me. And then I was so amazed. But what caught my attention was that the birds had snow on their wings, bro. The birds had snow on their wings, right? So I was just so amazed by the birds. And then one of them went into like a tree in front of me. So I walked up in front of the street. I had one of those like Michael moments. So he said like he'd just be enjoying nature. I was just standing there for 5-10 minutes just staring at the bird. And then like the thought came, you know that verse where it talks about where God says, where it's like, if he takes care of the birds, how much more?
Dude, that's in Matthew. Matthew 6. It's birds. Bird. Matthew 6, verse like 23 or something.
30-something. Yeah. So then, when I came into my head, I was like, all right, God about to start moving. So immediately, I was like, yo. I was like, God, like, use these birds to your glory. Like, I just had a feeling he was going to teach me a lesson. So I was just staring at it and staring at it. And I was just amazed by, like, the bird was just living like business as usual for the bird. Even though what had hit me was that, because I know that usually birds migrate when it's like from colder weather to hotter weather, right? And then so like the thought came in my head was like, all right, so what happens when the problem that you've been running from comes to you? And I'm like, dang. At first, I thought God was going to, like, give me, like, a sermon or something out of that. So I'm just staring at this bird or whatever. And then eventually the bird flies away. And then I start walking. down the block, and then all of a sudden, like, a whole bunch of birds just fly. And I was just amazed. I'm like, yo, it's snowing outside. It's cold. There's no leaves on the tree. This is not something that the birds are really used to out here. I'm like, they just chilling, like living life as usual. So then I'm walking back to my house. And then when I get in front of my house, I see more birds. Like, I'm still amazed. And I question myself. I'm like, why am I so amazed at birds? Because this is something that I see every single day. Like, they act the same every
regular,
day.
Regular, yeah.
It's regular, bro. And then God planted the thought in my head. It was like, because we stopped. And I'm like, because we stopped. Yo, bro, Texas has literally like been almost like shut down for the past couple of days, bro. So we like, because it's dangerous because it's something that they're not really used to, like, or this snow or whatever. Nah, it's really
I'm not gonna lie. It's dangerous. It's dangerous out there. We had like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
No, I look, we had that perspective too. I'm like, yo, bro, like, this is nothing, feel me? Like, it wasn't even cold outside, it was just snow. But then I literally seen somebody like almost like slide off the road because it's they drive fast out here. But yeah, God was like, because we stopped. I'm like, so basically, bro, there's barely any roads, any cars on the road. We out of school, hospitals is almost empty, like. It's almost like the state, the whole state is shut down. People don't got no power, nothing. So when God said, because we stopped, all of that came to mind. I'm like, then it's like the birds are still chilling. Like, feel me? Like, the fact that the birds are still chilling, but we stopped, just put that verse in a whole different perspective.
That's hard.
It's like, we're panicking right now. Wow. And the birds are chilling. But God said in his word that We're more valuable than the birds. So if he takes care of the birds, how much more will he take care of us?
Facts. How much more? Yeah. Matthew 6. I'm about to read it. Matthew 6, 26. I'll read from 25. This is why I tell you, do not worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't they far more valuable to him? Well, aren't you, sorry. Aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Dang. That's yes, good.
Bro. So I'm like, yo, like, it really, like, changed my perspective. Like, it showed me not to be as anxious. Because I'm like, yo, bro, these birds are chilling. And I'm like, they're chilling because based off of the Bible, they depend on God, bro. And I'm like, we're more valuable than them. So, like, why don't we have the same, like, dependency? Like, it's like, yo, it's different, bro.
That's good. That's good. And it's so funny. It's like, essentially, that's even telling us, like, yo, we should be chilling a whole lot more than the birds are. We should be chilling a whole lot more than the birds are. And because we think we control, at least I guess because we try to control things we can't control, we don't chill on that level. Yeah. We don't chill on that level. That's my thing. Control the controllable. If you can't control it, let God control it. Go ahead.
Now, what I thought about when you said that was, like, when opposition comes our way, what do we do? Do we face it head on or do we run from it? That's what I thought. Mm. That's what I thought you were gonna go towards when you said that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. You took the analogy.
Take it many ways, but that's really what's up with the birds too, though.
They trusted God. I think that's what we got to do.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, and a lot of times, thank Holy Spirit. A lot of times, we really like to run away from our problems.
Yeah.
Like. Man, this class not working for me. I'm out. This school not working. Or this neighborhood, we moving, you know. Or this church, we out of here. Or whatever it may be, we so quick to just dip and quit. And it's like, yo, who are you? You don't think you can handle it? You don't think God can enable you to handle it? Which one's the real issue?
I'm right now done.
Because he can get you through anything, yo. Dang, that's crazy. Cause that was almost me. I just did. Oh, so this is what I should have said when you asked me that question. I just finished a 6-week course, in IT auditing and cybersecurity training. Now, I did it only because they paid good money, and I never knew that. I would have done it in school. They paid like six figures off the muscle, nothing less than six figures. And I did this quick little six-week crash course. But like week two, it wasn't hard. I was like, yo, this is a lot right now. I haven't eaten in a couple of days, you know, like, and this is taking up my whole weekend. Like, I'm ready to just quit. Like, why not? Yeah, I paid $1,700. That's a lot. But, you know, like, well, ain't no point. I got a job already anyway. But like, it's so, we're so quick to just, when things get uncomfortable, be like, all right, well, I'm out of here. Like, you know, whenever there's resistance, we're so ready to quit, man. But that's life, yo. Like, that's what working out's about. That's what sports about. And that's why you got to love, I don't know. I mean, we've all played sports now. I love sports. It's really, like, especially football, really a life sport. I know I used to hate when coaches said that, but, man, that thing taught you life for real. Taught you how to really stay in some trouble and fight your way through it. So, man, that's awesome.
Yo, bro, to backtrack to the bird story, bro. When that question came up, like, yo, what happens when our problems, like, come to us, like, something that we're running from? I was thinking about whatchamacallit, like a scripture that I could relate to that. But then when you brought up that we should be chilling way more than the birds, what came to me was Jesus sleeping during the storm, bro.
That's facts.
Yo, I'm like, that's why he was so like, he wasn't really mad. He was like, yo, bro, like, your faith chill. Is literally, like, God is literally on the boat with you, bro. And you're worried about something that he created? Like, that's man. Something that we got to remember too. Like, our problems, like, God is sovereign over our problems too.
Yeah, he is. And it's like, it's so funny because I bet Jesus is sleeping in that storm. Mm-hmm. And they over here going crazy. Wake him up and he's like, yo, like, peace be still. Yo, it's over. You feel me? Peace be still. It's over. Now, second time there's a storm, he's not on the boat with them. He comes walking, and now Peter has enough faith to believe that whatever happens, like, whatever God say, I'm down. Like, he told Peter, yo, like, come. Peter didn't say, all right, well, are you going to stop the storm or nothing? Because of how he was in the last storm, he had enough faith for this one. Because of the trial and tribulation God got you out of in 2020, the simple fact that me personally, I was able to travel in 2020, And not get COVID, oh, dog, I'm trusting God a lot, a whole lot more. Because, like, man, he really got me through that. I can go anywhere. Not saying I'm going to go anywhere without the mask, but I can just do whatever. Because based off what he did before, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again.
And tell me about, like, that balance. Like, because me, like, I feel like a lot of people as humans, like, you know, we're always focused on the next, like. Like, what's next? Like, we want to keep going. Like, that's a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing. Like, you got to find that balance. Feel me? And I feel like that balance really comes from just following, like, God's instruction, like, what he, like, leads you to do. Because he will, like, instill that dog when you need that dog. But he will also tell you to be still and relax when it's time to relax. Feel me? And I started taking rest days, like, more serious, like, one day a week. Like, just relax. Because, like, even that, because the fact that we don't rest is low-key. I feel like if we don't rest, it's kind of I don't know if idle's the right word, but it's like, it kind of shows that we don't trust God if we can't rest.
Mm-hmm. I agree to that for sure. I think, so, the reason why I'm talking so slow on this is because I'm not the biggest sleeper in the world. And maybe I've been getting convicted about it for the last couple of years. Maybe I haven't. But rest is a real serious thing. I think one thing when it comes to rest is this. I think you have to really know your body. You have to know your body because we're all created differently. And it's not in a bad way. Like, oh, someone needs 8 hours of sleep every day. And some people, you know, they need four, and the person who just needs four is better. No, we're all created differently. That person who only needs four, like me, I'm somebody like, yo, you give me 3.5 to 5 hours, I'm Gucci. However, I know within a week, there has to be a day that I rest. And I'm talking about not just get 6 hours. I got to rest. I got to get a nap in, maybe like 8 hours of sleep as well, because rest is important. Our body, we can only go, yeah, we can only go as far as our physical bodies go. We can only go as far spiritually as our physical bodies can go as well. Like if we don't have it, like, yes, we're spirit beings, but, you know, we're on this earth with this body. If we don't have the energy, we don't have the whatever it is, we're not going to go. And that's really ironic to say right now, 38 days and with no food, because I really feel like it's the opposite right now. But I think that's because I'm on a spiritual journey. Like, if I was just going 38 days with no food, not fasting, I think I'd probably die at this point. Like, honestly. but seriously, though, man, no, taking care of your bodies with rest, that ain't no joke. Super needed.
Yeah, bro. And to backtrack again about us being anxious about our future and something, there was something that Philip sent to the chat. It was a meme. And basically, I think he said like it was something basically along the lines of like, appreciate where you're at now, because where you're at now is what you were praying for at one point.
Mm, yeah, I remember. It's
like, yo.
Yeah.
That's another thing guys showed me when I was working. I'm like, yo, bro, like, I'm worried about being this and that. Like, it's good to have that drive and want to be better. Feel me? But it's like, yo, bro, I'm 17. Like, I'm 17, man. You're 25, bro. Yeah. So you're 21, 2.
I don't know. He gave us like 2 or 3 different ages. Just
it's like, bro, especially us on as men, it's like we got that like, yo, we got to be on top of everything, bro.
Gotta go, yeah. Gotta go.
It's like, yo, if we sit down, bro, like, listen, if we really sit down, all three of us, and sit down and think about what we're doing, even the plans that we have in our head, guy, compared to an average person our age, it's like, yo, like,
yeah, that's true.
A lot, like,
feel me? It's a lot, yeah. And it's like, that's, man, that honestly, yo, that's such a huge point, because you see that a lot in movies, so I'm not going to take like the movie cliche route. I'm just going to be like, that's just how life is, you know. You're only in middle school for so long. You're only in college for so long. You're only in high school for so long. People always talk about, man, 10 years from now, it's going to be this. 10 years goes by real fast. Like, we're in 2021. I graduated high school in 2013. And I thought, and you know, that's why you have to, it goes back to what you said, because it's hard, but it goes back to what you said about having that balance. Because you want to live in the moment, but you don't want to be living too much in the moment that you're missing and not taking life as serious as maybe you need to. But you don't want to be just like so focused on the ahead journey that you're not enjoying your moment. Because sure. You'll look back and it's like, dang, I didn't even have fun. I was just, you know, I was just so focused on that grind of whatever I'm on. So coupled with rest is relaxation. Two completely different things. You need to relax your mind. You need to take vacations. Like, you need to take a day off. I was just talking to my parents about that. Like, I'm like, yeah, I need to, I'm scheduling a change of scenery in about a month and a half, because I need to breathe, yo. I need to breathe. I'm gonna hop on the flight. I'm not sure where, but I'm gonna let you know. But I gotta take a breather, because if we don't do that, we're gonna go crazy. Like this that's what happens to people in straitjackets. They keep them in that same routine, that little box, over and over and over, and people go crazy. Like COVID, if someone has not left their house now, they're probably gone mentally. They gotta be gone. This is a year. They are not there. I don't care what you say. They're not there. Because it's like, you know, you need that space in your mind just to process life. Ooh, I don't even know where I'm going now, but dang, it'd be like that though.
Yeah, bro. I sent something to the group chat yesterday. I was I'm doing this like course, whatever, about strategic thinking. And then one of the things that they suggested, it was like the lady made a point. She was like, the greatest ideas don't come from time, they come from space. So it was like, take time, like at least once a week, to just let your mind wander. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, yo, bro, almost every like good idea that I had, like, just came from my mind wandering, bro. And I was like, yo, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the truth about it. And my dad tried to teach me that when I was a kid. Like, it's so funny because, like, that's what they'll tell you spiritually, you know? Like, hey, you need the silence and stillness to hear from God. You need that, right? And I realized when I was a kid, my dad, I'm a little boy, got mass siblings. All we used to do was run around, break stuff, watch a lot of TV, eat a lot of food, video games, and just be wild. I remember so distinctly how many times my dad would just tell me, like, just sit down, calm down, and just, like, write, you know, like, just jot some ideas down to do things. I'm just like, no, like, I want to move. Like, you know, I got energy. I'm trying to go do something. But now that I'm older, I'm realizing, like, man, you can't come up with nothing unless you stop. Like, you can't think. You can't function. You can't put a plan together unless you stop and sit down and be like, I bet, what am I trying to do? And that's not even just a spiritual level. That's a practical level. That's a life thing, man. Just to figure out what's good. You know how many things we got going on in our heads? Like, I be looking at people like, man, I wonder what people are going through. Because up in here is wild.
Yeah, man.
And it's like, my brain not really different from nobody else. We function the same way. So I know people just... You know, I hope people have control of their minds and they can just stop and get that space they need to just process. Right? Just process everything.
And that time, bro, yeah, we gotta protect that time, bro. That, let me tell you something. A crazy thing happened to me today. Like, I was just chilling, like, with God, like, in his presence or whatever. Like, letting my mind wander, like, how he was just speaking about, like, basically waiting for him to talk to me. And my little brother, he was looking for me, right? I heard him call me, but I was not answering. It's like, I got to teach him to knock before he enter the door. Because he come in my room, like, hearing me or whatever. Like, he come in my room because he heard me praying or whatever. So he come in my room, and he's like, where's Keshawn? Because he don't know I'm in my closet. So he's looking for me. And I'm ignoring him. I'm like, all right. At one moment, he's going to, like, figure out to leave. But boy wants to decide to look in the closet. I'm like, oh. So he looked in the closet. And then, like, immediately, like, it wasn't his fault, but, like, immediately, like, the thoughts that you just, like, pushed aside and, like, you got still, it's like your brain's like, all right, back in the world now. Like, it just starts spinning. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Feel me? It's like, you really got to harbor that time, protect it, and value that time.
You pray in your closet?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Just did a movie like that. I don't know if you ever watched
War Room.
War Room, yeah.
I've never watched it. I heard some of the great things about that movie. I'm bugging, bro.
That's what made me pee in my closet, bro. Closet is different.
I know I'm bugging. I gotta hop on that.
Bugging the movie, right?
Yeah.
How I knew Shorty wasn't the one, bro. I told her to watch the movie. She said it wasn't valid. I said, yeah, something's wrong. I say, yeah, something is wrong.
Oh, yeah. She definitely.
Oh, something is wrong. Bro. That movie, like, I didn't even want to watch it. I just watched it just because I was like, yo, this movie is it, bro.
I've only heard great things about that movie.
Yeah.
I might as well watch it tonight before my fast is over.
Watch that. And what's that one where the little girl fell from the tree and had, like, an encounter with Jesus? It was, like, a real story, too. Something, I think.
I don't know nothing about that.
I know, bro. God's Not Dead was fire.
God's Not Dead was fire.
That was fire.
That was good. I didn't like an interview with Jesus. Interview with God. Is that what it's called?
Interview with God.
Was it like Jesus was like a person or something?
Yeah, and they were like playing chess or something.
I think I watched part of that. I think when I was mad young, I just remembered it. That's crazy.
That movie was, I don't know. I don't really get the point, but.
From I know people want to do Christian movies and stuff, but I still need your acting to be a certain level.
Yeah, I can't watch it. Like, it's not good.
Just because it's a Christian movie don't mean you can't act. Like, get same me somebody. Thing
with music, bro.
Thank you. Like, I need, believers got talent. In fact, we got the best talent. We got Holy Spirit. So let's show that. Let's not get these corny people up in here, man. If you need me, hit me up. I got you. But everybody else, this stuff gotta go. I'll be tight. I'll really be tight. I'll be so mad. Just watching, like,
God, the acting in God's Not Dead, like, yes, in the better, bro. Like, they weren't even dancing on beat to the song in the concert, bro. Like, it's like a, it was a rock band. So he's like,
yeah. And then the Asian kid. Funny thing about that, though, the guy, the professor who's an atheist in that movie, he does a lot of, I guess, Christian films. I think he's the best actor in that movie. Not even, like, at least most well-known even, too. I feel like I've seen him do at least two or three other things. Hold on, let me change the subject. Did y'all ever watch this movie? I'm not even going to lie to y'all. If y'all have not watched this movie, y'all need to go watch this movie. On Netflix, Christian movie called Like Arrows. That movie right there changed my whole mentality. I'm not even a parent. That changed my whole mentality on parenting. Like Arrows. I'm telling you, it's really like a classic Christian movie. The acting's not really the acting might be better than God's Not Dead, but it's like that. It literally simplified just trying to raise kids.
You watch I Can Only Imagine?
Yes, I did.
That was good.
We watched at the church. Yo.
Oh yeah, we did.
Like a year ago, too.
Yeah, that's what I watched.
That movie. Yeah, and that's based on a true story. And they had some good actors up in there.
Yeah, they definitely
That's what I'm talking about. That should go viral, man. And it's based off the song and the album.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
Sing it.
Oh,
come on, Michael.
So good, bro.
Sing it, Michael. Come on.
That movie was so good, bro.
What's it about?
It's
you gotta watch it, bro. Just watch it.
Yeah, it's actually a lot. Low key. I don't know. I think we had the DVD when we played it, but you know.
You ever heard the song I Could Only Imagine? I could only imagine.
When that day comes, when I find myself, I will sing the whole thing for you right now. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart say? Will I stand for you, Jesus? You know that song? What? Yeah, hello, boy.
Nah.
Yo, he's wilding, bro. Yo, this is like a classic, bro. Where are you?
Yeah.
Maybe if y'all play it, I don't know.
I'm playing it right now.
Send me the link. You playing it right now? It will be the Nah.
Yo.
Nah.
Surrounded by your glory.
Well, my heart. Yo, that song is.
Dang.
Yo, bro, listen to the song first, bro. Like,
stop. Yeah, listen to the song before you watch
that movie. That song gives me goosebumps, bro. Like, listen to the words, bro. That's probably one of my favorite classics, bro.
That song is undefeated.
He's basically singing about what his reaction would be in heaven when he is finally in the presence of God. I can only imagine. Bro, that song is different, bro.
Send me the link. I'm going to bump it right after this. I promise you.
You're going to bump it.
I don't got Apple Music no more.
So Apple Music not good. Don't worry.
No, I just stopped because I'm not paying for that, bro.
Come on, bro. I'm going to do that, bro.
Apple Music not good. Spotify definitely better than Apple Music.
Come on, bro.
What? You don't even believe yourself. You ain't never heard this, bro.
I can only imagine it came out, like, what, 2 years ago or last year?
The movie.
The movie, yeah.
Probably, like, 2 or 3 years ago. The song came out,
10 years.
More than 10.
But the movie is basically about the dude who made the song. His story is lit. That movie was great.
Was it like a real experience that he made the song about?
It's his real life, yeah. The song came out in 1999, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, like, I've been bumping that song for... I can see the music video to the song right now.
Like, you sure it was 1999?
Baby, it got to be early. I was young.
It was like 20.
I was like eating like chicken in the soup, yo. Like legit.
So the
that song is different. Bro. That song is old. That song like that.
I bore it up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was all the way back then. You got to tune into that for sure.
For sure, bro.
And honestly, yeah. those are the type of movies in my childhood that I guess put a Christian foundation in me. I guess I'm gonna have to assume because I grew up in my house we had like Christian cable. You know, like I had Christian cable. I remember everyone would talk about the only things that I watched that everyone else was watching was whatever was on TV. Well, no, that's not true. But when I was on TV, like those Saturday mornings, like the cartoon shows and stuff like that, and Sesame Street, I did not have anything else. All I had was Hallmark movies. This is embarrassing. I'm not going to talk about it. The shows I was watching as a kid, oh, man. I was watching Westerns and black and white movies.
Yo, I love Westerns.
I loved
watching my uncle.
Christian movies, Christian shows are good, though. I can't even lie.
They all
I used to love them when I was younger. I loved them.
Little House on the Prairie. I grew up on that.
The cartoons, like Prince of Egypt, Joseph.
Oh, what childhood? I watched that stuff like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I watched Joseph last week. I fell asleep watching it, bro. Great, bro.
Joseph and Moses. I would watch those weekly if I had the time.
This would be like a Christian show that used to appear on Daylight. I think the
Daystar.
Daystar. Damn, but it was kind of like it was not like cartoon, it was like regular. It was kind of like you would sort of like follow the lives of these kids and what they up to, blah, blah. Nah, bro.
And see, the Lightning House or Superbook. One of those two. I watched all them things. I had Christian K. I watched all them things. I know exactly what you're talking about. They had mad stuff. I ain't gonna lie though. They had two or three different music channels. Dumb things was fire. Dumb things was fire. Me and my sister bumping hella tracks. Dumb things was fire.
A Superbook was dope too. Whoa, am I bugging?
Superbook was fire. They made a remake.
That's not familiar. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, they started. Nah, there was a lot of really good Christian stuff.
Nah, I was more into like the you know how I used to show the Bible stories, like the real life Bible. I don't even know where to watch those anymore, but those are heat though. Like
we used to watch those in church every.
Yeah, in class, we used to watch those.
I still watch. So okay. Let me say this. I still watch the Ten Commandments one. Did y'all ever watch that? The 1956 Ten Commandments story, Moses and like Prince of Egypt, and
I think Matt tried to put me onto that. I never watched that.
Prince of Egypt.
It's pretty much the Prince of Egypt, but in real life, like real people, not animation. Oh. I watched that 3 weeks ago. I might say, I watched on YouTube, so. It was like it's a playlist of like 46 different. hey, you got to get it how you live. You feel me?
I don't know. 46 seconds.
It's like 46 videos are like 5 minutes of each.
Oh,
I'm gonna show my kids gonna be watching some of these too for sure.
Oh, definitely. But there's one that I watched as a kid. I don't know what movie it was, but it was the littest thing ever. I've only seen it once. It was the story of Abraham, Isaac, Esau and Joseph in one movie, but it was hella long. Like we watched it, I think in church when I was young. I'm talking about this thing was like 4 or 5 hours long of a movie.
Nah,
they let that whole thing rock.
I feel like I remember something like that.
But I don't know where to watch. I don't know where to get that from. Like, and here's another thing. I try to watch the Gospel According to Matthew on Netflix. Trash.
Yeah, those ones are dirt. I'm not gonna
trash. Lie. There's only one.
I just watched the trailer. Ain't anyone watching no more?
Yo, the only good one is John on YouTube, and it's straight. It's 3 hours straight, but the other ones are trash.
I think I was starting to watch. I was watching it. Then I stopped. John.
Now you know what you got to tune into? The Chosen.
I haven't yet. Where is that? Is that Netflix?
It's an app. They have their own app.
They're smart. Monetizing. Okay.
Yeah. Download The Chosen, bro. It's like I think it's like 9 episodes. Yeah, so about Jesus and all that. Season 2 is about to drop.
Yeah, I heard about that. Okay. I see them. They over here trying to get that money team. That's
how it's, thing, like, it's crowdfunded too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like paid by like donations and stuff.
Oh, wow, that's dope.
My fault, bro. But like, real quick, before, because we got off a little bit off topic, you said something about that balance. Like, you have to, like, it's at that point, like, enjoying your youth, but then not enjoying it too much when you get caught up, right? And the verse that came to mind is Ecclesiastes
9, verse 10.
11, 9, 10.
come on.
Young people, enjoy your youth. Be happy while you are still young. Do what you want to do and follow your heart's desire. But remember that God is going to judge you for whatever you do. Mm-hmm. Don't let anything worry you or cause you pain. You aren't going to be young very long.
Talk about balance. That whole scripture was balance.
Yeah, bro.
Go out there, do what you got to do. But just know. Just know he's going to judge you for everything you do, all right? So get the job done.
Now, that verse, bro. But when I first found this verse, like, it was hard to believe it was in the Bible, low key. Because, like, I discussed this with somebody like Adam before. It's like, I used to think that, like God was just, like, opposite of us. Like, he don't want you to do nothing good. Like, he don't want you to join yourself at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just wants you to follow these rules and da-da-da. I'm like, nah, that's religion. Like, but this verse, like, changed my whole concept about it. It's, like, it's basically saying, like, enjoy yourself, but don't sin.
Yeah.
Or try not to sin. Like, you feel me? Like, don't go out here wild.
I used to have to remind myself that I could be a fun Christian. Like, I could still have fun and be Christian. Because sometimes when I realize I'm having too much fun, I'm like, all right, just relax.
Yes.
Just relax just a little bit.
And that's the thing, though. Like, it wasn't God telling you that. It was like self-condemnation, feel me? Because it's our view of how we see God. Mm. Like, this strict God. But it's like, nah, it's not even like that.
That's so crazy, man. It's almost... Religion is a spirit. That's the spirit of religion, pretty much, like, even at you. Because it's like, man, that's so deep, man. Because everyone can resonate with that, you know? Like, you just try and do something simple and fun. Just watching the movie, calm. It's not no pornographic movie. Just a calm TV show, just trying to get some laughs in. And it's like, spirit of religion hit you like, nah, you know? And that's not, you know, God is not about you not being happy. God's not about you not getting some laughs in or not enjoying yourself. Like, where were we sold that? And that's why people turn away from Christianity, because we're so, like, it almost sells like that, you know, at times. And that's why I think it's really good, in regards to people's opinions or on certain individuals and stuff like that. It's really good we got people like Stephen Furtick and Michael Todd and I'm thinking about somebody else.
John Gray
and some other people who are really just like, you know, they're on the pulpit and they're not buttoned up suit and tie.
Who's that dude that made that song, bro? I don't know. I'm seeing his face right now. He's like skinny, dark skin. But it's like a lit song, bro. He's a pastor. He made like a lit Christian song.
Oh, Ty Tribbett.
Yes.
Yeah. It's good people see that and understand, like, hey, there's a balance to this, you know? And I think what people – thank you, Holy Spirit. This is a problem. When we hear the word balance, we automatically, for some reason, assume it got to be 50-50. That's not what balance is. Balance is whatever needed got to be balanced. If it got to be 80-20, then it's 80-20. But there's balance. I'll switch it up completely. I don't even want to use the word balance. It's percentage and portion. When I was getting recruited to playing D1 football, I would never forget when my coach came, the school I eventually chose. But when this coach came, as well to meet my parents, and like talked about, you know, like just the schedule of being a student, having to play football full time, trying to study, social life, and possibly doing a job, which, you know, at one point I had to do all five, and even having that other family and stuff. And he said, I'll never forget this example he gave. So awesome. He said, well, you know, you got to, it's different for everyone. Everyone has their own pizza pie. Like some pizza pies, you know, the one we always get is 8 slices cut evenly. It may not be like that. You may have to give a big like 2 slice piece and maybe 30% for school, another 25% for studying, 5% for your fun and activities. It's there, but you got to figure out your time management balance and your time management portion in how you kind of have your life. You know, figure out your pizza pie of life. And I remember having to walk somebody through that who was struggling. Some girl I was trying to help like 2-3 years ago. And that really helps because it's like, all right, you kind of plan out what you're giving your attention to. And you know, this is the thing about having a plan. When you have a plan, you value that time. Yeah. I got 2 hours to study. After this 2 hours is up, I got 6, 7, 8 other things to do today. So let me focus in these 2 hours. There's Bible says it. Ecclesiastes 3, verse, like the first 10 verses. There's a time and place for everything. I got my 2 hour study time in. Now I got my hour playing Ludo and watching movies and whatever it is. But in this hour of fun, I'm going to have fun. Because when my fun time is up, I'm right back into doing something else. It's my time with the Lord. It's my time to talk to my bros. Time to talk to the shorty. Time to be with the family. I got to be in it, though. You know, and I think, man, it's so crazy how we were able to circle back, thank God, because that's the balance of like of being in the moment and not missing the moment. Whatever you're doing, be in there, focus on it. And sometimes it's hard because what's this word I'm looking for? We like to be multi something. I forgot. I can't get the word right now. We like to multitask, which is good at sometimes, but sometimes people multitask and miss out on some valuable things. Like if I was to be multitasking right now and working on the paper or something with y'all, you know, my whole time I'll be focused here and I can't give the proper attention I need here. I'm not in this. I'm not in the moment of this. So it's like, man, I need to focus here while I'm here. Yeah, there's literally like 4 of the things that I have to get done. But since I'm here, I'm here. And there'll be a time for those things. So it's like balance of, hey, using every second wisely. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's good. I'm gonna go one more again on that. Let me take that a little deeper. This is a problem with churches. Because after service, we like to take 10 minutes and meet 10 people when we need to take one person and talk to them for 10 minutes. Because people need that. There are people who come to church for a community, come to church for a family and conversation, and you give them a, hey, how you doing? How's the family? All right, see you next week. When they need 10 minutes of your time right now, but you're going to divide 10 minutes with 10, 15 different people and just give everybody a taste of what they kind of need. When it's that fellowship of like, you know what? I'm talking to you. I'm going to be here with you for 10 minutes. And yeah, somebody else might call me, but cool. When we're done, you know, I don't always have time, but today I got time. That's why I always like tell people, you know, hit me up, send me a voice note. No, don't call me. Hit me up. I'm going to get to you and make time for you because time for people is important. Definitely, definitely valuable. Very important. Ooh, I'm done.
Now, that reminds me of, I've seen that a term that people like to use for like pastors now is a servant leader. Because it's like, that's one thing I learned. That's one thing I learned from serving in church. Is that because we would do this thing where we like a morning meeting. And one of the things my youth pastor asks us to think about is like, yo, like for 30 seconds, like just close your eyes and like think like if God like woke you up, like if the only reason he woke you up this morning was to be here right now to serve, what would you do differently? And I'm like, yo, that just blew my mind because it's like, we call to community to serve others. Like, feel me? Like a pastor doesn't make you like above anybody. You're just like you're serving them. Like you feeding them the word of God in the correct way to help them have a better life. That's you serving them.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. And it's like, man, people really misunderstand that. Sometimes these pastors misunderstand that. And it's like, you know, that's why I feel like some of these pastors kind of fall because sometimes you miss it's so easy for a pastor to grow in pride because, hey, they're the ones, you know, physically representing, I guess, the word of God, Bible, the scriptures. You're just a messenger. You're not the message, you know? So you have to daily, you have to humble yourselves in the presence of God because you're a servant. You're serving as well. And you serving on the pulpit is just as important as whoever's serving as an usher, as a security member, whoever's watching them kids in the back who's mad rowdy, and whoever's cleaning up the toilets is serving in the house of God. That's why, man, serving is big. I ain't going to preach on it. I ain't going to come on here and start preaching. Serving is big. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. It goes back to, I heard a quote is like, you treat the CEO with the same, you treat the janitor with the same respect as the CEO.
Yes. Yes. Janitor the same respect as the CEO. That's it. That's how it's got to be.
And I'm ending off right there. Follow us on Instagram at Quarantine with Jesus. Go on our website, quarantinewithjesus.com. Things I was trying to talk.
No, I just realized my mic was muted the whole time.
I was like, you muted and
they each have their calling.
Hold on.
You're breaking up, bro. Like, meet that camera.
Not only can we not hear you, but you're doing.
You're frozen. You're moving like Manny right now.
Yeah, like that's what you're doing the whole time. Like, but you've been doing that for like low key for like 2 or 3 minutes. So I think we both still. You're still doing it. Like, yo. I didn't even want to talk that last time. I was like, all right, Joseph's not here. So I guess I got to keep talking. Yo, that was hilarious.
Check us out on Instagram. Follow Manny, Mr. _Renaissance Man. If you're going to see y'all next week, y'all.